Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Pela Yoitz, Ois Gimel, Shir number 240. We are still discussing the topic of Galus, of exile. Welcome back after a Yontif of Sukkis, where one of the Choshava members from our Chabura on this group, he reached out to me and he told me that Chof Tishrei is actually the yard site, the day before Hashanah Rabbah, is the yard site of our Rebbe, the Pela Yoitz. So the Neshama should have an Aliyah. The Pela Yoitz continues to discuss the benefits, as hard as it might sound to say, of Galus. But I think in those words alone, it can really sum up the difficulties that people might have individually and the difficulties that we might have as a klal, as a group, as a kehila, as a nation, as a community. We say a pasuk every day in Ashrei, in Tehillim, Toiv Hashem lakol v'rachamov al kol ma'asov. Toiv Hashem lakol. Hashem is good to all. V'rachamov al kol ma'asov. And His mercies are on all of His ma'asov, all of His actions. We spent a sukkis shaking, and we learned the halachas of how to shake the lulav. And we said the words, Haydu Hashem ki toiv ki li'oilam chazdoi. Haydu Hashem ki toiv ki li'oilam chazdoi. What do the words mean? Sometimes it's hard to do two things at one time. And when we're shaking, busy shaking, back and forth, we have to be thinking as well. Haydu, we're thanking Hashem. Give thanks to Hashem ki toiv, because Hashem is good. Ki li'oilam chazdoi. His chesed endures, goes on forever and ever. I believe I might have said in one of the recordings, if I did, you'll hear it again. If I didn't, you'll hear it now. When we shake the lulav, we say the word toiv, when we take the lulav over our shoulder, as to signify Hashem is good when toiv, behind us, when we don't understand what's going on. We don't understand what's going on. And it's a very important message and lesson in Galus, when things don't make sense. And I was thinking to myself, which one of these six words, Haydu LaHashem Ki Toiv Ki Li'olam Chazdoi, seven words, six words. Which one of these six words? Seven words, Ki Toiv, okay. Which is the six directions, which is the most important word? Is there a most important word? So we shake the lulav in six different directions. I want to suggest that the word that we say when we do not shake the lulav at all is perhaps the most important word. It's Hashem's name. Haydu LaHashem. And we don't shake it at all. LaHashem, to Hashem. And I think LaHashem, to Hashem, can be summed up as everything we should be doing in our actions should be for service of Hashem. Whether it's bein adam l'chaveroi, between man and his friend, bein adam l'makom, between us and Hashem, the mitzvahs, everything is l'Hashem. We're starting a whole new year now. Yom Neroim is over. Sukkot is over. We take as the Baal Pachri Yitzchak Futner Zatzal writes in his Svarim, and he taught that you take the messages, the lessons, the benefits, the gain from a yomtiv, from a yom neraim, from a sukkis, and you grow with it, not that it's over and leave behind, but rather you take it with you. It's a whole new year now, a whole new different person. Hoidu LaHashem should be the focus. Everything I do should be LaHashem, as the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph, I believe. On that note, the Pelayot tells us, Ugvar Amru Uparoi Hikriv Es Shehikriv Es Yisrael Avim Shebashemayim. Chazal in the Medrash tells us that when the Pasuk says Upara Hikriv, and Paro came close, Paro was chasing after Klal Yisrael. Just learned earlier the Gemara, if a snake is coming after a person on Shabbos, if a scorpion is coming, if dangerous animals are coming after a person, Paro Hikriv, Paro was coming closer. You know what the result was? Shehikriv es Yisrael la'avim shebashamayim. Paro coming closer to us caused us to scream out to Hashem and Tefillah. Paro caused us to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Chazal tell us. V'amru, Chazal tell us another similar Gemara, which you might be thinking about, another Chazal. G'doyl ha'saras taba sheheiser achashveir shvenosin lohaman. Yoisim ha'aboyim u'shmoyne neviyim u'sheva neviyois. G'doyle ha'soris tabas, when Achashverosh took off that ring and gave it to Haman, and the decree was sealed to destroy the Jewish people. This had a greater effect on Klal Yisrael doing tshuva. Yoisim ha'aboyim u'shmoyne neviyim u'sheva neviyois. Greater than the 48 prophets and 7 prophetesses. And at that point in time in history, whether it was by Paroi, whether it was by Haman and Achashverosh, the Jewish people woke up. The Jewish people woke up. And they did tshuva. They did a real tshuva. It was a kim of a kiblu. It says, they tofsu umlis avaseim by Yamsuf, by Kriyas Yamsuf. They grabbed on to the trade of their forefathers, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. What is the trade? What, they were shepherds? What did they do by the sheep, by the sea? What did they do? They screamed out in tefillah. Tafsu umnus avoseihem. The Pelayot is talking to us right now. You know, people have been sending me emails and want to reach out. Someone told me this morning how they're building a whole place by the kever of the Pelayots. Someone else says to me, you know, we should go there as a trip. The Pelayots gives avtacha, those who come will be answered for their tefillah, with their tefillah is what they want. He'll go to Shemaim and beseech Hashem on their behalf. Look what he says now. Look what you would think he's writing to us today, as if he's sitting here in this seat talking to us like he's alive. And Chazal tells Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadi Zayin, says, Tzadikim b'misasam kriyim chayim. Tzadikim in their death are called alive. Look what he says over here. V'chein yeh ba'achris hayamim. And so it will be at the end of times. She'im lo yachzeru Yisrael b'tshuva. That if Klal Yisrael will not do tshuva, and we're going to ask, and you have to answer, what does it mean to do tshuva? We just had a Yom Neraim. What does it mean to do tshuva? Ma'imid aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu melech? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appoint a king? She'gzeiroisov koshim kehaman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is talking now at the end of times, before Mashiach comes. If we don't do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appoint a king whose decrees were decrees like Haman HaRosh. What were Haman's decrees? Very simple. Just wipe out the Jews. Just that's it. Wipe out the Jews. Total annihilation. Is that now what's taking place in our generation now? Where they're singing with that song? Umachzirin lemutov. Rabbi Yisai, listen to these words now. This will arouse us. This should arouse us to do tshuva. Umiyad heim negolim. And immediately, when we do tshuva, we will be redeemed. And what does tshuva mean? We discussed this numerous times. Tshuva means limud ha-Torah, learning Torah. Because when you learn Torah, you know what Hashem wants from us to do. We know what the mitzvahs are. Hashem wants us to do His mitzvahs. For who? For us. Tshuva means to learn Torah. Whether it's learning Hilchos Brachos, whether it's learning Hilchos Shabbos, whether it's learning Gemara, Mishnayis, Halacha, Chumash, Navi, everything. To know how to be a better Jew, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tshuva means. Not just to bang our chest, and who can make the biggest clap. That's not what tshuva is about. Tshuva is limud ha-Torah. We're not going to elaborate on that point now. We discussed it in the past. Mitzvah Shem another time. The Pelayoyitz is telling us what Paroi did, what Haman did, that literally scared the living daylights out of us. And Ba'achri Sayyam, in the end of times, HaKadosh Baruch is going to appoint a melech, kosher kahaman, a king, or nations, as difficult as Haman, with those decrees to annihilate Rachman al-Islam Klai Yisrael. V'chein yeh ba'achris hayam, to repeat the words again, Shim lo yachzu Yisrael b'tshuva, if we don't do tshuva, then Maimir Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Shegzeres of Kashim Kahaman. Then Hashem will appoint a king, Kashim Kahaman, as difficult as Haman was with his decrees, Umachzir Lemutov, and that will spur us and arouse us to improve our ways and to do tshuva, to limra Torah, Umiyad Heim Nigolim, and immediately we'll be redeemed. We should be zeiche to do the tshuva, to see the end of these words, Umiyad Heim Nigolim, and immediately it will follow that they will be redeemed.